KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
President Cyril Ramaphosa's office says the vetting of SABC executives by the state security agency was requested by the public broadcaster. Presidency spokesperson Vincent Magwenya has responded to reports by the City Press that SABC head of news Mushweshwe Munare has been targeted for a second round of vetting 2 years after his appointment and just ahead of next month's elections.
President Ramaphosa or any part of his administration will never sanction acts of intimidation or harassment of journalists, because such behavior in our country will stand contrary to the sacrosanct adherence to the Bill of Rights that are enshrined in our Constitution.
Well, the reports come hot on the heels of leaked audio from an ANC-NEC meeting where President Cyril Ramaphosa could be heard complaining about the party's negative media coverage. DA leader John Steenhuisen has weighed in, telling a party rally in the Northwest that this was the reason why the DA objected to the SSA falling under the office of the president.
So I want to send a very strong message today, and that's to the State Security Agency. Don't do the dirty work of the ANC.
Yes,
because
yes.
If you do that, we will come for you.
Yes.
And I've got a message for Cyril Ramaphosa. Don't use the State Security Agency to do your dirty work. Yes. Hands off the media. Let the media do their job.
The South African Post Office's workers who are facing retrenchments have marched to the Department of Communications in Pretoria. The jobs of around 4,700 workers have been on the line. The Post Office's business rescue practitioners have applied to the Unemployment Insurance Fund's TERS scheme in a bid to halt the retrenchments. If it is approved, the scheme would pay 75% of the workers' salaries. And Hamza Yusuf has resigned as Scotland's first minister after a year in the position.
I've concluded that repairing our relationship across the political divide can only be done with someone else at the helm. I have therefore informed the SNP's national secretary of my intention to stand down as party leader.
The 39-year-old has quit before he was due to face two confidence votes this week, one in him and the other his government. The move was sparked by Yusuf's ending of his Scottish National Party's power-sharing deal with the Scottish Greens in Parliament last week. His government had earlier abandoned ambitious targets for the transition to net zero carbon emissions, angering the Greens. Yusuf only became Scotland's leader 13 months ago after Nicola Sturgeon stepped down after 8 years. He says he's unwilling to trade values for power. Meanwhile, Spain's prime minister says he'll stay in office. Pedro Sanchez has been thinking about his future as his wife faces corruption allegations. In a televised speech, he's promised to continue with even more strength. The top story this hour: President Cyril Ramaphosa's office says the vetting of SABC executives by the state security agency was requested by the public broadcaster. More news at ecr.co.za.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Mikel Arteta backs his Arsenal side to fight right up until the end of the Premier League season. Black Caps captain Kane Williamson to lead them in a sixth T20 World Cup. And Carlos Alcaraz still working his way to full fitness as he marches on in Madrid.